Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
It will be Russellville's basketball to start this final quarter. Mountain Home with a three-possession lead on the team that's ranked second in Class 5A, eighth overall by the Arkansas Sports Media. 39-31, Bombers on top. And it will be Spencer Terry inbounding on the far sideline. Gets into Trey Allen. We're back underway for these final 8 minutes. Allen into the front court, dribbles to the left side. Now goes back up to the top. Well, let's handle the ball. Now kicks over to Terry on the left wing. Finds Sikowski just outside the paint. Now he's going to go drill out to the wing. Throws it near the top to Allen. Allen dribbles to the left side. Up top to Terry. Over on the right side to Peter. Peter will dribble toward the top. Gives it to Sikowski outside the lane. Now he's going to try to go in. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Good job by Adam Sorrell to tie Sikowski up. And that is going to be Mountain Home's best one on the possession arrow. Russellville's sixth turnover of the night. We're 29 seconds into this final period. Bombers with the ball back, leading by 8. Gilbert gives it to Harris. Back to Gilbert. They still got to get across the timeline. They finally do to Jones. Now Jones gives to Gilbert at the top. Gilbert drills to the right side. Finds McGee in the corner. Up top to Jones. Now Harris over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down into lane, going up for the reverse layup. Off the glass and in. Mike Gilbert with 11 points. And a 10-point lead for Mountain Home with less than 7 minutes left to play in this game. 41-31 our score. Ball goes to Sikowski at the lane. He's going to pull up for the hook shot. Good. Ryan Sikowski in double figures with 10. 41-33, Bombers lead cut back to 8 with 6:43 left to play in the game. Here is McGee taking the inbound pass, gives it back to Harris. Now over to Gilbert. Now to McGee, back to Gilbert. Into the front court, it goes to Harris. Now he's trying to get out of a double team, and he gives it to McGee, and now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:28 left to play. Mountain Home leading Russellville 41-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Now, Mountain Home, I think, pretty much took that time out just to make sure that their offense is good and settled. It was a little tough getting across timeline. Then once they did, Russellville is still trying to trap. Harrison bounds it from the far sideline, gets into Gilbert. 41-33, Bombers leading it with less than 6.5 minutes left to play. Ball goes to Harris on the left wing. Gives it to Jones. Now to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert's going to go down to the lane. His pass is knocked away, kicked by Spencer Terry. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the baseline with 6:12 left to play in the game. Harris will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Jones on the left side near the corner, actually. His pass is knocked away. Ball still loose. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Russell's basketball on the possession arrow. Mounts Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. It comes with 6:06 left to play in the game. Bombers are up 41-33. And looks like before we resume play, they're going to wipe a little perspiration off the floor. People. Guys went diving for the ball there. Again, want to remind you, our next broadcast is going to be Friday night. It'll be the start of conference play. The Bombers 5A East opener will be at Jonesboro. We'll have those games for you starting around 6 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Excuse me. Inbound pass goes to Donnie May. He gives it back to Spencer Terry, who brings it into the front court. Terry across the timeline. Now to Holman, a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Peter on the right side. Now Peter's going to dribble down into lane, going up for the left-handed layup. Good. Peter with 6 points. Mount Holmes leads cut back to six with 5:45 left to play. Now Gilbert giving it to Harris. Now tries to find Jones. Ball is knocked away, and it's going to be stolen by Russellville. Another turnover. And now another now they're going to chase turnovers as Russell is going to be called for the offensive foul. Mount Holmes going to get back with 5:37 left to play in the game. That foul, I believe, is going to be on Peter. Taylen Peter picks up his third personal foul, team foul number five. Against the Cyclones. Again, 5:37 left to play in this game. Bombers up with the ball, 41-35. Sorrell takes the inbound pass, gives it to McGee now. Back to Sorrell. Back to McGee. Into the front court, it goes to Gilbert. Over to Jones on the left side. Jones going to go down into the lane for another dunk! Matt Jones now with 20 points. Mount Holmes lead is back to three possessions with 5:15 left to play. Ball goes over to Peter on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones, and back on the Bombers. 43-35, Mount Holmes leading in. Here's Gilbert giving it to Jones. They still got to get it across the timeline. They finally do to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles on the right side, gives it up top to McGee. There to Gilbert now. Now Gilbert trying to decide where to go. Now he's going to go down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And Peter comes up with a rebound. He throws it to Terry quickly back the other way. He has it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Spencer Terry with his first 3 points of the night. And Russellville is quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:43. Let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 43-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Russellville quickly took the timeout after they got the three from Spencer Terry that cuts the margin to five. Bombers up 43-38 with 4:43 left to play in the game. Adam Sorrell takes inbound pass from Wyatt Gilbert. Tries to give the throw back to Gilbert. Ball is kicked away by Terry. Mountain Home will inbound it. That took about 4 seconds off the clock. So Gilbert will inbound it once again in the backcourt. Gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell will give it to McGee. Now into the front court goes to Jones. Tries to throw it to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away and goes out of bounds. A good defensive play, heads-up play by Trey Allen. But he just couldn't save it from going out of bounds. So now Tom will inbound in front of their own bench with 4:27 left to play in the game. 5-point advantage for the Bombers. Harris will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets it into Jones on the right wing. Now up top to Gilbert, over to Harris on the left side. Harris will give it up top to Sorrell, over to McGee on the right, over to Gilbert now there on the wing. Gilbert dribble up a little more to the top now. Now goes over to the left side. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Sorrell near the top. Sorrell will try to get some distance. Now throws it up top to Jones. Less than 4 minutes left to play in this game. Mount Holmes leading 43-38. Now Jones going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. Almost has his tip in. Gets the rebound back, though. And now he's going to go back. Now throws it to Jake McGee in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around. Will not go. Sorrell with the tip in. And Mount Holmes quickly going to take a timeout. Good job. Good to have the play by Mount Sorrell. He now has 4 points, and Mountain Home's going to get the timeout. We'll break with 3:37 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 45-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Russell with the ball coming out of the timeout, and now fouls we call on Mountain Home. Reach-in foul, I believe. Adam Sorrell picks up his second personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:28 left to play in the game. Bombers up 45-38. Inbound pass goes to Ryan Sikowski, now to Allen. He finds Terry in the left corner. He's going to quickly pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Sikowski's right there for the tip, and he gets it good. Off the glass and in. Ryan Sikowski with 12 points. I think he's a little shaken up, but I guess he'll be okay. Now McGee takes an inbound pass from Mountain Home. Gets it to Sorrell. Back to McGee. Now back to Sorrell. He's still got to get across the timeline. They finally do. Ball goes to Harris in the left corner. Up top to McGee. Less than 3 minutes left to play. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by five. Jones finds Gilbert in the lane by himself. He just, no defender around him, and he gets the easy layup. Wyatt Gilbert with 13 points. 47-40, Mountain Home's lead back to three possessions. Back the other way, May's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Russellville. Trey Allen picks up his fourth personal foul. 16th foul against Russellville. Next one will put the Bombers in the bonus. Now, I'm not sure what the delay is. Okay, so the scores table couldn't tell who they call the foul on. So it was, but yeah, it was Trey Allen. .238 let's play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 7, 47-40, our score. Here is McGee giving it to Gilbert. Back to McGee. To Sorrell, who gets it across the timeline. Now he's being double-teamed, trying to figure out how to get out of it. And, how they're going to get out of it by Josh Fulcher calling another timeout. So we'll break with 2:26 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 47-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations, or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Mountain Home's basketball to come out of the timeout. They have one timeout left. Russell still has three. 2:26 left to play in this game. The Bombers with the ball, leading 47-40. Gilbert takes inbound pass from Harris. Gives it back to Harris. Now Harris will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to McGee. Over to Jones on the left side. Now Jones trying to get out a double team. Throws it up top to Sorrell. Over to Gilbert on the right. Now Gilbert being double teamed. Throws cross court pass to Harris. Finds Sorrell going into the lane for the layup. I guess that's the ball knocked away. I had a bunch of people in my way I couldn't see. Russell comes up with the basketball. 2 minutes left to play in this game. Still 3-possession lead for the Bombers. Terry has it on the right side, up top to May. Over on the left side to Peter. Finds Allen on the elbow. Allen's going to dribble down into the lane. Loses his footing. Oh, they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Adam Sorrell. Adam Sorrell picks up his third personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers. 1:47 left to play in the game. Russell will inbound it. Again, Mountain Home up 47-40. May will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Peter in the left corner. Down to Allen. Another foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Adam Sorrell just picked up his fourth foul. That is the fifth team foul against Mountain Home as well. 1:45 left to play in the game. Still one more foul to give for Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Terry in the left corner to Allen. Now up top to Peter. Over near the right corner to May. He's going to try for the three. No good. The rebound chased down by, Peter tried to save it in. He couldn't. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:36 left. Bombers up 47-40. McGee takes inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert, who will get it across the timeline. Now finds Jones. Jones is going to go down the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 22 points. 49-40, Bombers leading it. 1:20 left to play. Here's May back the other way. Throws it to Peter. He quickly puts up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound comes to Jones. Back come the Bombers. Jones gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell throws it to McGee. Now to in the front court, goes to Jones. Jones being double-teamed, gets out of it. Now goes down to the low block. Now kicks it out to McGee. I'm sorry, Sorrell. Now McGee has it. Now to Gilbert. Less than a minute left. Mountain Home with the 9-point lead. McGee gives it to Sorrell. Now to Gilbert. Now back to Sorrell. How long do they wait to be fouled? Well, it's not a foul there. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 50.5 seconds left. Bombers will inbound it with a 9-point lead. 49-40 our score. Jake McGee will trigger the pass on the near sideline. Gets into Harris. Harris will throw it up top to Jones. Mount Holmes going to just try and milk as much of that clock as they can. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. 42 seconds left. Now over to Harris on the right side. Now McGee has there on the wing. Back to Harris in the corner. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. That is the... Oh, wait a minute. No, I guess it must have gone out of bounds or something. They're going to call a turnover against Mountain Home. They're 10th of the night. So 35 seconds left. Russell gets it back. 49-40 Mountain Home lead. Here's May. He's going to pull up at the top for the three. Air misses everything. And it's going to go out of bounds. Mountain Home's fastball with 26.6 seconds left. And it looks like Mountain Home may be on their way to getting this victory over this very good Russellville team tonight. Gilbert inbounds to Sorrell. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert across the timeline quickly. Going into the lane for the reverse slam shot is blocked. They're going to call a late foul call, though, on Ryan Sikowski. Sikowski picks up his third personal foul. That's a 17th foul against the Cyclones. So with 20.2 seconds left, Wyatt Gilbert will be at the free throw line. Russellville is going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll break with 20.2 seconds left to play. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 49-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Wyatt Gilbert will be at the free throw line coming out of the Russellville timeout. One of these free throws will make it a double-digit margin and a four-possession game. With 20.2 seconds left, that should pretty much put the game out of reach for Russellville. First free throw is up. Good. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up. He gets both. He's now perfect 4-4 from the free throw line with 15 points. 51-40, Mountain Home lead by 11. 20 seconds left. Here is Allen back the other way. Takes a screen. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Trey Allen with 13 points. And now Matt, looks like Russell's not even going to bother calling a timeout. They're just going to go ahead and let this clock run out. Jake McGee takes an inbound pass, gives it into the front court to Harris. And they're just going to let the clock run out for 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's going away. This ball game's going in. Mount Home gets a great victory over a very good Russellville team, ranked statewide, and comes up with a 9-point decision. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Russellville 51-42. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.